This episode of the Quick Pop Podcast is fueled by Ball's Guarana Soda. Ball's Guarana is a highly caffeinated premium soda that is infused with the natural guarana berry for an incredible taste and a super caffeinated kick. Ball's has fueled the days and nights of gamers and wrestling fans alike for over 25 years. Ball's Guarana is available in 7 amazing flavors, including Ball's Original Soda, Cherry, Root Beer, Orange, Ginger Ale, Cherry Cola, and Ball's Zero Sugar. Flavors are offered in the iconic 10-ounce bumpy bottle or the sleek 16-ounce can. For a limited time, Ball's will offer listeners free shipping on your next order when you purchase at www.balls.com. Use code QUICKPOP at checkout to receive free shipping on your order.
Well, welcome. It looks like we're having another episode of this thing that we call a podcast. Unless, of course, you're from Florida, in which case, hello, person of nondescript age and gender. Welcome to this definitely not descript audio recording of three nondescript human beings talking about very nonviolent grappling of nondescript human beings. This is the Very Fast Loud Noise Podcast, also known as, the thing with the quickies and the stuff and the, yeah, you know, whatever. Goodbye. Welcome to the Quick Pop Podcast, formerly known as the Rapid Loud Noise Podcast, but we had to rebrand for adjective purposes. My name is Ace of Spades Card. I am joined by DJ Jazzy Jake, and I am Raunchy Ron. So it's a big three-man all-around get-together. Boys, how are we doing?
Wait. Did you just, in that cold open, end it with, the quickies thing?
Yes, the quickies thing.
Okay.
The thing that does the quickies.
Okay, I love how the opening of this podcast talked about people of a nondescriptive age and then a quickie thing. You know,
we're talking about the award show, sir.
Hey, listen, Ron already had that other podcast. This ain't it.
Which one?
I had
this
four.
It could be one of four. Which one are you referencing?
True, Ron. Let me rephrase that.
Listen, the only one that still exists, the Quick Pop Podcast.
That's right. True.
Because it's the best one, Ron.
Oh yeah,
staying power. The key to staying power: pick a topic, never deviate, except for literally every day for about 20 minutes.
Except for when we deviate.
Every day, every episode for 20 minutes.
Hey Jake, have you been playing Stardew Valley?
No, but I did boot it up.
Oh, Jake, you need to play Stardew Valley. You're gonna have to join the online internet sensation that is Stardew Valley with Ace and I. Jake, did you know that I'm a world record holder right now? Again.
He is a world record holder.
I am a world record holder again. Question. Jake, I am better than you.
Question.
No.
Question.
Answer.
What's your competition like in the category?
Oh, right now it's just me. No one else is attempting it. I don't know why attempting it. I think right now they're trying the optimization of doing the drink mayo percent using the Meadowlands farm, but I'm the only one that did it without the Meadowlands farm. So
I was literally just about to
ask
you.
Does
it have the caveat of not using Meadowlands? I was just about to ask
I'm the only one that's doing it without Meadowlands, so I'm the best. Jake, you need to start playing Stardew Valley, and you need to get your farm up and running because you're going to drink that mayonnaise, boy.
Real talk, though.
I'm not big on farming games.
Oh, you're going to be big on this one.
It's not exclusively a farming game.
Guess what you could do in this farming game?
What can you do?
Everything else but farming. Fishing, mining, monster hunting.
You could pet your dog. You could pet your chickens. You could give an item to a loved one or a friend.
Is it a game I can put on my phone, or is it something I need to put on my PlayStation?
Yes, I think it's like $7 on your phone, honestly.
Yeah, I think there is a mobile version.
There is a mobile version.
I was about to say, I'm like 98% sure there's a mobile version.
And also play it with your wife.
That may happen.
You could do co-op.
You can do co-op. It's really fun.
I have to
$4.99 right now, or is that with
$4.99, Jake.
Oh my lord, $4.99.
$4.99, and you could play Stardew Valley like the rest of us, except you won't be able to drink mayo until another update comes out where it's going to update all the consoles and the mobile app. But for people that play PC, like Ace and I, we could drink mayonnaise.
Can I tell you, I showed my wife that, and she was like, oh, he's drinking mayonnaise? I'm like, no, in the game. She goes, I don't know if that makes it any better.
It does when you're a world record holder.
Now, here's the question. If someone beats your record,
yeah,
are you going to, like, drink a cup of mayo as punishment for not, like, setting a higher standard?
No. I'm just going to try to beat that record.
Do it challenge style. Drink a cup of mayo.
I'm not going to drink mayonnaise.
Ron, do you really want me to join this game? Because you do know if I do, my number one goal is to beat your record.
I mean,
oh, then please go on ahead. Yeah, please play the game and then beat my record. Because this ain't the only time where I'm going to be facing off against you, hopefully, and beating your ass.
Yeah, that's true.
Basketball, I'm coming. For you.
Well, basketball, I'm somehow coming.
Ron, you have to beat Mamacita.
I am going to beat Mamacita, and then I'm going to beat you, and then I'm going to be basketball champion of the world.
You won't be basketball champion of the world. Now, Ace right now, he has what I like to call a chance.
chance is the key word. Chance is the key word.
No, because I am limping into the playoffs with injuries galore, and I have been...
Oh, I swear to God, if I get one more phone notification, injury in League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, and then I rush to see and go like, okay, not mine.
Just remember, next year, if you want to join the League of Ordinary Gentlemen, Yahoo Basketball Fantasy Football, let us know. Follow us at Quick Pop. Cast at Twitter, Quick Pop Cast at Instagram. You could go to Quick Pop Podcast on the internet, and you could go to Quick Pop Shop, where we're working on some new t-shirt designs and some new merch for everyone. So feel free, go ahead, cop that feel. This advertisement is sponsored by Balls Guarana. Balls Guarana, very tasty mouthfeel, gives you the nice little num-nums. There you go, there's the ad for today.
Yeah, like, drink your balls, buy our shirts, and yeah, if anyone wants to join this basketball league, I will let you in. I have no problem adding some new people.
Just so you know, when you join this league, you're going to play with champions, you're going to play with former champions, and you're going to play with world record holders.
Yeah, the league may be called Ordinary Gentlemen, but there ain't nothing ordinary about this league.
There's nothing ordinary. Yeah, I'm just going to take this time to talk about my speed run. I could do things really quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I could do things really quick.
I mean, okay, Ron.
That was quick, right? That was quick, right?
Done? Are you done?
You want to see me do it again?
You want me to take 60 seconds to talk about how quick I could do things?
Ron, are you the Flash?
No, I am not the Flash. I'm better. I'm a world record holder. This is the Quick Pop Quick Minute.
This is a Quick Pop Quick Minute.
This is a Quick Pop Quick Minute. I'm going to be talking about things that we're not normally going to talk about on the podcast. This is a Quick Pop Quick Minute, and I'm going to go ahead and go with the news. The Iron Claw is going to be released on Blu-ray and DVD tomorrow, so be sure to cop that, but also go to Quick Pop Shop and get your shirts and t-shirts and all of that really, really good swag. The Miz wants to train former NFL Jason Kelce for WWE, and there's no A&E programming WrestleMania Sunday and more. You could go ahead and check that out at PWInsider.com, and you'll never guess where Drew McIntyre stopped by today. He went to Mindy's Bakery in Chicago. He went to Mindy's Bakery. Drew McIntyre. That's a Quick Pop Quick Minute.
I don't have a good feeling about this basketball game.
How fast was that?
It was under a minute.
There we go. I did it. You don't have a good feeling. It was probably the quickest quick pop quick minute that we ever quick popped.
Did you just pop a quick minute with your popping?
No, when I saw the headline, you never guess where Drew McIntyre showed up in Chicago, Illinois. I was like, he probably showed up at Mindy's Bakery. And lo and behold,
to say,
he's like, at Mindy's Bakery.
That's amazing.
God, the hate that the man has is enormous, and I love it.
I just want y'all to know, I checked the group chat about the middle of April, because I'm going to be sending y'all a picture from Mindy's Bakery.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. I just clicked over to it, and it was just a link to Riverside. So
yeah, when he said check, I was like, what did you do?
Okay, what did he do? Okay, so you're going to go to Mindy's Bakery?
Going to Mindy's Bakery. Why wouldn't I?
I love that. I love that for you.
I'm going to go to New York and see if there's any properties I can pick up.
Do it.
There's a decent chance they might be open.
Wait, any properties? Like, are you moving to New York?
No, just like, you know, some businesses.
Are you Big Apple, like, big time in us now?
No, it's just there's probably going to be some properties that are, you know, seized and put up for auction to get their resale value back.
Guys, I see what this is.
That's a deep news cut.
I dominate the quick pop pick'em, and now, like, Ron has become a world champion record holder in a game.
Two times.
Ace is Big Apple, big time in us. I see what it is, guys. You're stepping up your game, and I respect it. I respect it.
Yeah. You know who hasn't stepped up their game, though?
Who? What?
Really old men.
Here we go. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. Let me clarify.
Okay, Jake, can you give me a drum roll real quick? Ace, hold on just a sec. Jake, can you give me a drum roll real quick? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the new segment to the Quick Pop Podcast. This is Ace's place where he's going to fight old people. And this is Ace.
In today's Why Are You Stepping to the Plate? Goldberg, you know him? You know him? It's the guy who, you know, peaked in high school, but high school was WCW, and then that was it. He decided to run his mouth. He was on, God, I don't even remember who it was on, but apparently that's how important it was. He was on some show, some podcast, or some interview, whatever, and had the unnatural gall and just, why are you even here, to say, I think it was something to the effect of, yeah, you know, just the disrespect. I used to have the longest running winning streak. And then they gave it to some Japanese trick, Asuka or whatever. I don't know. It just shows the absolute disrespect that Hunter has for me. And I'm like, okay, let me get this straight. When you were in WWE, you both praised Asuka, and I know how to say it, because you said her name and praised her for her win streak when you were in WWE. But then people started realizing what an absolute has-been you are, and that you have even less five moves of doom than John Cena does, which is impressive. And even when you decided to make a comeback, you realized, oh, unlike Brock Lesnar, who can make a comeback and have a personality and expand his moveset, I still only know how to punch, jackknife, and spear, and that's it.
And I went ahead and pulled it up for you, Ace, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
the exact stupid quote?
Goldberg, during his recent appearance on Tim Green's Nothing Left Unsaid podcast, he was asked if WWE directed...
Left unsaid.
Yeah, right. He believes that WWE tried to tarnish his image when he eventually got there by having Asuka beat his historic 173-0 win streak. And he's quoted saying, well, a girl beat my winning streak, said the Hall of Famer. Asuka is her, I guess he mispronounced it, Asuka is her name. Some Japanese girl, and they touted her as being one of the, being the one to have the longest winning streak, and it just so happened that it culminated when I got there. And then he starts talking about everyone using the spear and all of that. So, yeah, okay,
you don't
I found it.
Own the spear. You made the spear look good. I can't deny that. You did make it look good.
However, if you played football, you're gonna know how to do a spear.
Yeah, but then Edge came along and showed how spear. To spear. Brock Lesnar came along and spear. Really showed how to spear. And then other people just kind of do it in general. So I mean, they're not like fantastic, but like, you know, they do it. Bobby Lashley does a really good spear. His is like,
no, aggressive. You know who has a really good spear? Braun Breaker.
Oh yeah, Braun.
Braun Breaker has the best spear in the
You're genuinely worried for him.
You see the soul leave their body in two parts.
To sit there and have the gall to be like, oh, WWE tried to tarnish my image by anything you said after that is irrelevant. You tarnished your own image. Do I think that WCW did you dirty and broke your win streak with a cattle prod? Yes, they did you dirty. But that's it. You leave it there.
He did Bret Hart dirty, though. Like, I'm just saying.
Oh, no, absolutely. But my point is, you did you dirty. You have not had a good match since you came back. Sorry, that's just the facts. Back in the day, when it was all about super aggressive wrestling, you could get away with showing up, spear, jackhammer, and calling it a day. Nowadays, you're not going to come even close to a two-star classic with that moveset. It's clear when you're gassed 2 minutes into the match because someone dared to kick out of your, you know, spear, jackhammer, pin combo, and then they kick out, and you're just like, well, there goes everything I know how to do in the squared circle. And to sit there and say that about Asuka and act like she's, quote, some Japanese chick and you can't even pronounce her name right. Sure was interesting, though, when you were at WWE that you sure remembered who she was, said her name right, and had no problem with it. It's just now you can't go around saying that you had the longest win streak because some, quote, Japanese chick out-wrestled you, outperformed you, and had such cherished longevity that she was able to go longer than you, and all of her matches were probably longer than your matches. That's the other thing. She didn't go in there and just squash and have an unbelievable win streak. She legitimately had an unbelievable win streak. So to sit there and act like she is just some Japanese chick, some woman who's there to tarnish your record, one of you is still resting legitimately and has a decent career and a title around your waist. The other is showing up to podcasts that nobody's heard about to whine and complain.
Yeah, he's great value Ryback. And that is like saying something.
That's saying something. When Ryback showed up, he was great value Goldberg. And now it's flipped.
Yeah.
And you know,
I feel very sorry for Simon Miller. Simon Miller needs to grow some hair. I don't want to.
Like, you're sitting there complaining.
I don't want him to go down that route.
You're sitting there complaining, like, oh, they tarnished my record. I didn't get a real, you know, retirement match. You had a crappy match with The Undertaker. You had a crappy match and destroyed any momentum that Bray Wyatt had. And you're going to complain about your streak no longer being a thing. Newsflash, The Undertaker gave up his. You can give up yours, too.
There we go. Ace's place, everyone.
Go talk to your friend Jim Cornette and see what he thinks.
Oh, wow. But yeah, no, like if Goldberg had a decent, like a genuinely decent match that could change like my perception on like post his WCW. Wrestling. Yeah, like I don't have anything. I genuinely don't.
There is nothing.
He has the worst match I've ever seen.
Oh yeah.
Where he concusses himself match. Before he even gets to the ring, and then completely just beefs it on a legend among legends.
Because here's the thing. When we were younger, it ruled to watch Goldberg do what he did. Now that we're older and looking at it through the back lens, your entrance was longer than some of your matches.
Hey, but did it rule? Was it all?
It ruled in our young, like, oh, he showed up and he speared him and then he won and he's legit. Like, it was that, like, because we didn't know better mentality.
I will say this, Ace, I think you always get too worked up over these old guys. But you know, it makes for an entertaining rant. So, you know, do your thing, buddy. But, I will say this here and now, I was watching me and my brother in his room every Monday night, flipping the channels during the Monday Night War. I never once saw anything Goldberg did and thought, wow, that guy's cool. I saw him spear and jackhammer and I went boring.
You know why you didn't ever watch anything that you thought was cool? Because if you weren't watching in the exact 40-second time span that he was on doing his thing, you didn't even know he wrestled.
I watched all those 40 seconds and I said boring every time. I have never been a Goldberg fan. I've never liked this like smash mouth 20 second matches. And then once he had an actual long match, he looked blown up for a dude that jacked and in shape looked blown up. Listen, I know some people, Goldberg's their favorite wrestler and some people love him and they have their reasons of doing it. And you know what? More power to you. If you like him, good on you. And I guess there's a place in wrestling for him. I have never, ever, ever, ever enjoyed Bill Goldberg ever. The only match of his I like got cut off. During the pay-per-view, and that's Diamond Dallas Page versus Bill Goldberg at Halloween Havoc. That is the only Goldberg match I've ever enjoyed, and I'll give you three letters as to why I enjoyed that. DDP.
I love that for you. I love Thank that for you. You. I just hated the fact that he wanted to like give Asuka some strays, because Asuka's more than proven herself. She's done it in two separate countries. She's internationally known. She's a powerhouse, and she's and her claim is absolutely legitimate that she was undefeated for so very long. Like, she went through like gimmick matches and won. Like, I specifically remember it was her and Nikki Cross for the women's title in NXT, and I was like, oh, okay, they love her.
Yeah. That's the thing with me, is if you wanted to quote unquote make an argument or whatever, even though it's a weak argument, that like, oh, you know, she just had a lot of squash matches. No, Asuka legitimately had a streak with regular normal matches.
She had a streak with contenders, with championship contenders, week in and week out.
If you took all of Goldberg's matches, they would equal up to like 7 Asuka matches. In terms of length.
Right. The average Asuka match.
Yeah.
No, I just...
longer than, like, a minute.
Yeah, no, Goldberg had a spicy take, and that take was not a good one.
Yeah. Hot take, and everyone was like, nah.
Like, I don't vibe with that, Gold.
Nah, Goldie. We ain't vibing.
You know, I will say I texted Ace earlier this week. And
thanks for involving me in the text, but go ahead.
Oh, wait. It was in the group.
Sure.
I'm going to take back what I said. Well, you didn't respond to me. And I thought that you, of all people, would have responded to me with the thing that I had said.
Okay. What did you say? Go on.
Nia Jax put on a really, really, really good match the other day.
Oh, I didn't respond because I truly thought you were hacked.
Oh. No. It was her and Becky Lynch, last man standing match. And okay. All right, Nia, I see you. Like, I was worried that, you know, there was going to be, you know, the injury, or I was worried that it was just going to look dull and be a complete, like, butt fart of a match, but they had match of the night. It was a fantastic match. It definitely told, like, the good powerhouse story. It culminated that long story that Becky had with Nia, and it deserved what it got, and I loved it. I loved the match. And so even though you could easily credit, be like, oh, you will, of course, because Becky Lynch is like, she's perfect. Like, she's amazing. Nia did some really sweet things, and I really loved the match. So I know I may hate on Nia a lot. that match was fantastic, and I loved it. And so, yeah, credit to Nia. Credit to Becky. Credit to whoever produced the match. But I was sports entertained. And I think that's the first time since forever that I have been entertained by Nia Jax. And it seems like it's going to be a little bit more of a trend, too. Because, well, when you think about what broke wrestling internet this week with Nia Jax.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if Nia Jax is here to stay, I'm okay with that.
So wait, Thomas. I'm sorry.
What's up?
I have to speak for the wrestling fans of this podcast and everyone else and saying all it took was one match. Ron, Nia Jax breathed near a Raw camera and you wanted to change the channel. Nia Jax like grabbed a mic and didn't even talk and you would be screaming at your television how much you hate this woman.
Yeah.
She is one match that is good and now you're like, okay, Nia, I hope you're on TV every week.
I didn't say I hope she's on TV every week. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just giving credit where credit is due. She put on a really great match.
I can't believe what I'm hearing, Ron.
What, I'm like backing up on like the whole hate Nia train?
Yeah, I really like Ron. I never thought there would come a day where Ronald Raunchy Phineas Ludwig von WrestleTalk ever said anything good about Nia Jax.
Well, I mean, CM Punk came back to the WWE, so I mean, anything could happen.
So never say never.
So right? Never say never, right? Yep.
Yeah, Lord. I love it. I love it. Okay.
But yeah, no. I just wanted to get that out and be like, you know what? Nia, good on you, Chief. I love that.
We should all strive to grow with people. And right now, LeBron is growing into a Nia Jax fan.
I'm not growing into a Nia Jax fan. I'm just saying that she had a really, really, really good match that genuinely people should watch.
Ace, for WrestleMania, will you go ahead and check WWEshop.com and see if they have Nia Jax shirts? I want to send one to Ron.
I'm sure they do. In the clear.
Make sure it's 5X because those are super, super cozy.
You really love those extremely baggy, like almost like you love your wrestling t-shirts like Scrooge loves his nightgowns. Like you
right?
Want it to be like those old like 1800 like
tell me that you've never like had a 5X on your body and you're just like, you know, I could lounge in this all day.
Ron, I know you haven't seen me. I am a tiny mofo.
No, I know. Dude, you're skinny. You're skinny as all heck and shoot. I know. You wear like smalls.
No, I can't do that anymore. I used to. I can't do smalls anymore.
But I'm just saying, if you wear a 5X shirt and you lounge around in that Submagun, you're gonna be relaxed.
I believe it.
And you should believe it even more because the one that I specifically wear is that Florida piece of crap garbage shoot that I lost or that I won because – or I lost it because I lost a bet to you. But that is like one of the most comfiest shirts that I own.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's always fun making you wear stupid stuff about bets.
So if you get me a Nia Jax shirt, make it a 5X. Yeah. I'll be happy with it.
That's fine. Hey, Ron.
Yeah, what's up?
Do you feel like having another challenge?
Another gown?
Not a gown.
Because a 5X shirt is not a gown. It's a 5X shirt.
Well, that's very true.
It's a sleepy shirt.
But boys.
It's cozy time.
I think it's challenge time. I think it's been long enough. Since we have not brought back the Quick Pop Beef Briefcase Challenge.
Oh. What?
For anyone listening that doesn't know, we have a Money in the Bank game where the two members that are not champion, so, you know, never more, have to compete in a fun game, and the winner can then challenge the champion at any time to a random trivia smackdown to try to steal the title without a pick'em. Ace, Ron, are you ready to be challenged?
I wouldn't say I'm ready, but
I guess maybe. Like I don't know what okay, so what is the challenge? Am I going against Ace?
You're going against
Ace. Yeah, because Jake can't hold it. He can't hold the briefcase. He's got the title.
I mean, if Kazuchika Okada could be in the G1 climax for a shot at his belt that he wears, I'm pretty sure that the same rules can apply. But you know what? Go ahead.
He can be in the tournament. He just didn't make it to the finals.
This is true. I never understood why the champion is in the G1. I've never understood that. But anyway, so guys, we are on the road to the granddaddy of them all, WrestleMania. So I thought there'd be a no better challenge than WrestleMania. Mm. So, Ace, you were the last person to hold the belt outside of me, correct?
Sounds right.
Okay.
Let me check that, actually.
Please do, Ron. Please do. Because, okay. Well, semi-advantage goes to former champion.
Okay, let's see. Who was the one that had it last? I'm going to the pick'em. Oh, I had to make a new pick'em.
Yep. It's about time for a new picky.
New season. Let's see.
Which is just a new worksheet, but you know what I mean.
Okay, so the last person to be a champion before Jake is me.
Is you. Ooh. We're going by NFL rules. So, Ron, call it heads or tails.
All right, tails.
Nickel.
So, Ace. Okay, he picked tails. So, Ace, do you want evens or odds?
Evens.
Evens. All right. So, that means Ron will go first.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right. The first question. WrestleMania 30 was started off not with a match, but with a segment with three megastars of wrestling. Who were the three stars?
It was Hulk Hogan. It was Stone Cold Steve Austin. And I want to say it was The Rock.
Final answers?
Yes.
That is correct, Ron. You are on the board.
Woo! Because I remember the Silver Dome.
Yep.
The Silver Dome.
That's how I would have remembered it was 30 at the Silver Dome.
Yep.
All right. So now we go to Ace for our second. Ace. The Rock made his long-awaited return back to wrestling to host which WrestleMania?
Oh, man. That's the one that he set fire to the logo, right?
I don't know. I cannot give you any.
Obviously, yeah. I just mean like, you know, I remember he came out and he set it on fire. It was '27.
Final answer?
Yes.
That is correct. WrestleMania 27. He did not set the logo on fire at 27. That was, I believe, 32.
Yeah, it was later. I was like thinking, like, no, that wasn't his like first return.
Okay.
He's returned like 30 times, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, 32 was he set the logo on fire, and then he had an impromptu match with the Wyatt family.
Yeah.
Right?
So, I don't know.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
So, God, Ron.
That was like 8 years ago.
Ron, you're up next.
Okay.
Who did The Undertaker face in his first WrestleMania match, the match that would unknowingly start his WrestleMania streak?
I want to say that's Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct.
There we go.
Nice.
We have a barn burner here, folks. All right. Ace, for your second question.
It was quick for me, too. I was like, wow, I knew that one.
Good job, Ron. Okay. Ace, your second question. At WrestleMania 2, the main event was Hulk Hogan versus King Kong Bundy. But in what type of match was that main event constructed?
Oh, like a King Kong Bundy?
Yes.
That was like one of the first steel cages, right? Yeah.
Final answer?
Yeah, it was a really dinky looking steel cage match. Yeah.
Correct.
Nice.
I remember because they were like they didn't make sense because, like, it was huge bars and holes. And so it was like, oh, they're being held in. And I'm like, a child could fit through that.
All right. Ron.
Yo.
At Mania 8, in the main event, it was Hulk Hogan versus Sid Vicious. But by the end of the night and the end of the match, this wrestling superstar would return. Who made their return at WrestleMania 8?
Oh, Bret Hart.
Final answer?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. WrestleMania 8, the return of the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh. Ding, 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 ding. Dang, okay. Bam, bam. Gosh, heck.
All right. Gosh. Ace, with this one, you can take a lead.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Ace, how could you forget WrestleMania 13 submission match between Stone Cold Steve Austin and Bret Hart, a match known for one of the most famous double turns? But in that match, who is the special guest referee?
Oh, I know this. It was Bret Hart and Stone Cold. Ken Shamrock.
That is correct.
Now has I didn't even get it confirmed, but there we go.
Oh, yeah, I did say that. I'm sorry. I didn't do that.
You're fine. I'm glad. I was
is
right,
that your final
still.
Answer?
To this answer, bet. I'm sorry.
I was right, but, you know.
I knew that one, too. I was proud of myself.
Proud of you, too, Ron.
I Thank barely. You. I just started going special guest.
All right.
I just remember the biker shorts, the, like, the tight.
Oh, yeah.
Little biker shorts with the ref shirt, yeah.
Yeah.
Ron, the main event that started it all at WrestleMania 1 was Hulk Hogan and Mr. T versus Piper and Paul Orndorff. But who was in each team's corners in the main event?
Ooh. Oh, wow. Oh, fudge.
Oh, that's a double answer. That's cheating.
Okay. I'm just going to go ahead and say Cyndi Lauper in one corner and Pat Patterson in another.
Final answer?
Yeah.
No! Hulk Hogan, Mr. T had Jimmy Snuka in their corner, and Orndorff and Piper had Bob Orton.
What am I confused?
You were thinking like celebrities, like.
Yeah, I was.
But then you forgot that they only did one celebrity per, and T was already the one. If it's any consolation, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, but no, still, that was tough celeb. Because I had to do two answers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ace. At WrestleMania 25, we switched things up and had the first ever Miss WrestleMania Battle Royal. Ace, who is the one and only Miss WrestleMania?
Miss WrestleMania? I don't remember. Was it Molly Holly?
Final answer?
That's all I can think of.
No.
Wait. Can I steal? Can I steal?
Wait. We never implemented.
Can I steal? Can I steal?
Will you let him steal?
I don't let him steal, even though I feel like I should have been able to steal the last one.
Okay. Hey, from here on out,
but I'll allow it.
From here on out, if y'all miss, the other one can steal. We will add that new rule in starting now. Ron, who is Miss WrestleMania?
Santina Marella.
That is correct. The sister of Santino Marella. Santina Marella. All right. Now I have to hold on a second.
Okay. Honestly, that one shouldn't count, but going forward now it should count.
Wow. Okay. You want that? Okay. Here. We'll do that. We'll do that.
Yeah. Going forward. Because now it's a fresh new round.
Okay. So that was Ace. Okay. Now Ron. Ron.
Oh. Yep. It's three answers. I got to provide three answers this time, Ace. I'm just letting you know.
With all the WrestleManias.
Yeah.
I already had three answers at the very beginning. No, this is where they start to get tough, guys. Actually, the WrestleMania 1 was when they start to get tough. Despite being created before WrestleMania 13, WrestleMania 14 saw the first WrestleMania title defense of what title?
The European Championship?
That is correct.
I was about to say, yeah, like.
Good job.
Trying.
Ace. For the first time in WrestleMania history, the WWE title will be defended in a triple threat match at what WrestleMania?
Defended at a triple threat at WrestleMania?
Yes, the world title for the first time is being defended in a triple threat match at what WrestleMania?
That was for the first time, because the only one I can think of right off the top of my head is WrestleMania 30, Brian, Triple H, Batista. So that's just the one I'm going to go for.
Final answer.
Yeah, sure.
No!
Can I steal? Can I steal?
Well, yes, that's the point.
Ron with a chance.
Okay. I want to say it was WrestleMania 20 with Triple H, Shawn Michaels, and Chris Benoit.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Correct!
Nice.
Yeah, because I remember that's the one they never talk about.
Well, yeah.
I wonder why.
And it was also funny because you said world title. So yeah. I was like, okay, where's this? This is like post. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Ron's about to yell at me. So the next question.
It's a three parter. It's a three parter.
It's a seven parter.
Right.
I mean, maybe not. The Rock and Sock Connection only had one WrestleMania match at WrestleMania 20. It was a 2-on-3 match. Who were their opponents?
Oh, yeah. This is, yeah, three. Okay. I don't know. I don't know it. So I'm going to say, it's Test, A-Train, and Ace of Spades card. I don't know it.
Final answer?
Final answer, yeah.
Correct is not what I'll be saying to you. Ace, would you like to steal?
Yes, it was versus all three members of Evolution. It was Trips, Orton, and Flair.
Is that your final answer?
Hold on, no. Let me think. I know. Now that you're telling me the name of this, I know Orton was there. I know Flair was there because they got to let him figure four. No, Flair, Orton, and Batista. Triple H wasn't there.
Final answer?
That's my final answer.
Correct!
I couldn't see Triple H fighting The Rock and it not being a big deal, so that's why I had to nix him.
Good job, man. Yeah.
I knew it was Evolution. I just couldn't remember the three.
That's a steal for Ace. So hold on.
So this next one is Ace's.
Yes. All right. WrestleMania in the 30s saw a new WrestleMania big match rivalry as Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar clashed at the Showcase of the Immortals. But how many times did these two superstars face off at WrestleMania?
How many times did they face?
Four times.
Like in 1v1s?
Yes. Yes. Just a Brock versus Roman match at Mania. How many times did it happen?
I know there was the title unification one. And I know they had one before that. There was the take all. There was one before that. And there's one more, but I can't think of what it is. Like, I see it, but I don't remember if it was. Obviously, it was probably Roman fighting Brock. Oh, no. Yeah. It was Roman fighting Brock, and that's the one Seth came in. So, yeah, three times.
Final answer?
Yes.
Correct.
See, okay. I'm going to call shenanigans on that one. I'm going to call shenanigans on Jake. Because he's like, oh, okay, they fought a certain number of times. Just give me the number. And then next time, and then whenever it's like my questions, he's like, okay, I want you to give me every single person that was in that match. Not only do you not only do you have to know the amount of people, but you're going to have to name each and every single one. And the fact that he didn't tell you that that you didn't have to answer, okay, it's going to be the one in Santa Clara, it's going to be the one in Dallas, and it's going to be the one in MetLife or whatever. I think that is shenanigans on Jake's part.
Okay, as long as it's not shenanigans, because all I did is pick evens.
No, you're good. No, you're good. You're fine.
I literally, Ron, did 20 questions and just randomly thought of stuff and then had y'all pick evens or odds. So
shenanigans. Yeah. That's shenanigans. Because if it was my question, you would have had me name them.
Okay, Jack Perry.
God, I'm gonna start working my working like things like that into the rest of what your questions were on. Even
okay,
name the producer of this match.
I know, right?
31. This match happened. How many false finishes were there?
Right. It's like, what do you
who,
mean?
Who was in it? Brock, two.
Let's see if this one is more to your liking, Ron. Maybe.
Maybe. Okay.
It's not the way he started it.
Ron, at WrestleMania 12 in Hollywood, WWE would start this street fight in a Hollywood backlot, then reenact the OJ chase scene all the way back to the arena. Finish this match between who?
Oh, gosh. I actually do not know this one.
Really?
I don't. Oh my God. I don't know it.
Oh my God.
Like one of my silly questions because I wanted to put the fact that there was an OJ chase scene that they reenacted.
Yeah, no, I don't know it. I don't know it.
Oh my God.
I can't give you an answer. I'm gonna say Dusty Rhodes and Paul Orndorff. I don't know.
Oh my Lord. Ace, would you like to steal this one?
100%. It was Rowdy Piper versus Goldust because I remember they were talking about the behind the scenes stuff, and he said, "When you come around with the car, really hit me." And Rowdy really did hit him.
Yes, that is correct.
I didn't know it. I genuinely didn't know it.
I literally was gassing that up because I thought like it's one of those bizarre WrestleMania matches and moments. So I thought you would know that, Ron.
When you said Dusty Rhodes, I was like, oh my God, he's so close.
Same here. If you would have said Dusty Rhodes and Goldust, I would have been like, okay, maybe we should give it to him.
No.
No, I remember because he talked about it was a segment on. I don't even remember where. It's one of the little WWE original series things. And he talks about how he was like trying to convince Roddy, like, hit me. Don't like hit the brakes. I want you to hit me.
Okay. The next one for
Ace. I genuinely feel bad about that steal.
The next one's for Ace, and Ron is going to yell at me. At WrestleMania 34, who bought a ticket to WrestleMania and hopes to wrestle The Undertaker?
God bless, he's going to yell at you. It was John Cena, front row.
That's correct.
You're a fucking piece of shit. The amount of fuckery in this is real.
Oh, yeah.
In the consolation,
he said, oh yeah, no, this is when it's supposed to get really hard. I was there at that fucking WrestleMania.
Were you?
Yeah.
34?
Yeah, that was New Orleans.
Oh my Lord. I was supposed to go to that one. And
you bastard man.
I remember we kept telling you, like, are you gonna go meet Cena?
Yeah.
That's right.
God, can you want to really date us then? You were at 34. I was at 32 when it was in Miami.
Y'all don't want to hear when my first WrestleMania was.
Well, yeah, I know. But what I'm talking about is like we started-ish the podcast around 32.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
If not 31. So I know we always talk about this is season 7.
No, season like, 1, we talked about the ultimate thrill ride. So
yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, we talk about this is always like season 7, but like, this is actually like 8 or 9.
But also, Jake, you're a piece of garbage.
Ron, let's see if you like this question, right?
Okay, we'll see.
Let's just see.
My head hurts now.
Now it's like, now I'm going to give you 2, but you're going to have to do in alphabetical order.
When was the referee's birthday?
Okay, right? Okay. I had to get back into host mode. Okay. At WrestleMania 26, this was the only wrestler not named John Cena to wear jorts when he faced Vince McMahon.
Oh, that's Bret Hart.
That is correct.
Oh.
The other man to wear jorts.
Yeah. Oh, whew. Okay, cool.
I had fun with some of the ways I questioned. Ace, you are up. Ace, at WrestleMania 27, Jerry Lawler would face Michael Cole with Stone Cold as the guest referee. This match, they threw all the bells and whistles to try to make it entertaining. But who was in Michael Cole's corner?
Who was in Michael Cole's corner? It was I only know his WWE name. That was Swagger, We the People Boy.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That's correct.
I wanted to name his current name, but I cannot think of it, so I only know him and Zeb Coulter, We the People.
Jack Swagger, yeah.
It needed to be Jack Swagger because, you know, Hunter wouldn't have counted because that's AEW.
I guess, yeah.
All right, Ronald.
Yeah.
At WrestleMania 32, we had a last-second match added to the card as The Rock faced off against who in this segment-turned match?
Eric Rowan?
Final answer.
Final answer.
That is correct.
That's actually what we alluded to at the beginning.
Yeah, right?
Ron alluded to that, and Ron started getting pissed at me. I scrolled ahead. I'm like, okay, good. Ron's getting that question.
After all the middle bits, it's probably best he got it.
Right.
Ron would have all those hard ones, and then Ace got the Eric Rowan question. I really think Ron would have hung up and just left the pot.
It was gonna be Bubba Dunsky right there.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
All right. So,
God,
Ace.
The timing on that one question, though.
Right.
You're piece of.
Okay, Ace. Former President Donald the Cheeto Trump competed Vince McMahon at WrestleMania 23 in a hair versus hair match or a hair versus hair challenge.
Yeah.
Who were the wrestlers competing to save each men's hair?
It was Bobby Lashley and Umaga.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That's correct. Yes. Gentlemen, we have one question each left.
I'm going to call shenanigans on that one.
Why?
Because you specifically asked who was fighting for who.
Do you want me to be specific? Because I will be specific.
Oh, I know okay. You know it, but I'm
okay.
I'm telling Jake. I'm like, you phrased it. You asked like who was who, and he just gave you the participants. Come on, Jake.
You're correct. Ronnie, you're correct. Ace, Lashley and Umaga, who are they fighting for?
Bobby was for Trump, and Umaga was for McMahon.
Okay, now which wrestler helped shave Vince McMahon's head?
Oh, Bobby helped shave it.
Hey, but there's a special guest referee that put on the shaving cream. Who was that?
It was Stone Cold. You already said that.
About how long did they shave his head?
I don't know.
You already gave him the point.
Well, I wanted me to ask him 1,000 questions, so there you go. All right. We each have one answer or one question left.
It's already done. Ace won.
I was about to say, I don't want to be rude. But
yeah, like.
He's already won, but I have two more questions, and we're going to answer him.
Okay.
Ron, you can steal both my questions if you'd like.
You only get one question.
You can steal my one question.
Okay, all right. I got you.
Ron, which WrestleMania was the first to be main evented by the women?
Oh, dang. Oh, shoot. That was, I don't know the number, but it was the WrestleMania that was in New York where they had the big heckin' chicken, and it was Ronda and Charlotte and Becky. That was the first one. Poop Shoes, moviepoopshoes.com. 36? WrestleMania 36 in New York?
Final answer.
MetLife, yeah.
It was in MetLife Stadium. It was New York. It was not 36. It was 35.
Ah, dang. Okay.
Oh, I don't even get the opportunity. Okay.
Well, no, because you've already won. So I'm just going to go to the final question.
No, he was supposed to steal. What are you doing? you allowed steals to happen, but all of a sudden, like, you want to start giving Ace the answers to questions that he could steal and not give Ace the time to answer the questions that he could have rightfully got right. Booty hole shenanigans is going on here?
You're right, Sean, Ron. I should let Ace just, like, demolish you. You're correct.
Don't put that evil on me. I'm not trying to demolish Ron.
Well, you are. Ace, at WrestleMania 14, 15, and WrestleMania 2000, Kane tormented and tombstone this baseball legend. Who did Kane torment each year at WrestleMania?
Pete Rose.
That's correct.
You just said baseball legend. I was like, there's only like a like finger full of baseball legends that have been in even wrestling, much less WrestleManias.
Probably could have been vaguer with that one, but I didn't know. But still, boys, that's the challenge. Ace,
there we
won.
Go. Ace got the briefcase.
Ace the briefcase. Ace can now challenge me at any time that he wants.
Nice.
To impromptu trivia. Ron, you are a world record holder, but tonight it sucks to suck.
Yeah, no, I just like to say that my opponent here, he's a true class act. He's a gentleman and a scholar, and he definitely knows his WrestleMania trivia. So everyone, just round of applause for Ace of Spades card. Everyone, round of applause.
Specifically just the WrestleMania stuff.
Yeah, what a good
start
boy.
Going into
yeah.
more detail than that, I'm out.
There we go. No, congrats. Congrats.
Well, that means at some point you will get a text from Ace telling you you need to create some trivia questions for the inevitable Trivia Smackdown.
Oh, that's not good.
Why is that not good?
Because you just made an enemy over the past 10 minutes and then told that enemy, hey, you have to make the questions when and if this ever happens.
I understand that every one of my questions will be in the Royal Rumble, who was number two, or, you know, and it'll be like Royal Rumble, who's number five, Jacob?
Like, the questions were so incredibly lopsided. It was ridiculous.
Hold on. It gets worse than that, Ron. I just really thought about it. Do you realize the, like, humble brag he also hit us with?
What?
That, like, at any time, Ace, you'll have to talk to Ron because neither of y'all will have the title. It'll be me that has it.
Hey.
Did you hear?
Oh, no, I heard it. I just don't want to make it worth its weight in salt.
Immediately. Was like, yeah. Oh, it's going to be me. So Ron will be putting together, like,
you know, now. I will say, if we're thinking about, like, our standings, I have never won a quiz show.
You have not.
I am 0-4. Really, I am 0-4.
Really close on that big multi-man.
Two of the times that you've used your briefcase to challenge me, you weren't able to cash any time. That's right. I didn't realize that.
No. So the two times I challenged you, I failed. This one, I failed. And then if we remember way, way, way back when I wasn't – well, I left the podcast for a bit, and I came back as a special guest guest host in Ace's big Quizlemania contest of champions.
Yeah, I remember that.
I lost that one too. So yeah. I'm 0-4.
Well, I mean, I would less count that one because that one was like a multi-man. Like, there's a lot of losers in that one.
Yeah, but I'm the biggest
like on
loser.
A one-on-one, in a one-on-one fight, like, I guess you could count those, but like, nobody says like they like lost the you know, Royal Rumble or a Battle Royale. Like,
yeah, but still, I count it. It's on my pride. It's on my pride. And I'm a loser.
I'm a loser, baby.
Oh my gosh. I love Hazbin Hotel. Oh, so good. Okay. Jake, have you watched Hazbin Hotel?
No, real quick. Let's post show this because I could really go on and on about that.
No. We need to let them know the joys that is Hazbin Hotel.
I definitely binged it like one straight whole day. Like,
it has become like show tunes in our car. It's so good. Like, from that episode, that was like my favorite
musical person.
Like, Poison, Angel Dust did. That's my favorite song. That is a banger. It's a banger.
I'm a Hell's Greatest Dad lover myself.
Oh God, that was Alistair
that
and Lucifer.
That one hits me on a different. That hits me on a different chord, though.
No, I feel that. Oh, it's so good.
You could even call me Dad.
Jake, you need to watch Hazbin Hotel.
Very good.
It's amazing.
I'm not even a big musical person. And
neither am I. I hate musicals, but I love Hazbin Hotel. Have you watched Hell of a Boss on YouTube?
No, I haven't.
You should.
I keep telling myself
it's good.
To.
It's good.
My favorite character is Alistair, and I really don't want to just like watch something that doesn't have him in it.
No, it's still really great.
I'm the guy out here watching like YouTube videos where it's like Hazbin Hotel, but it's just Alistair.
Yeah, no. There is a piece that I want to work on. It's biblically accurate angel dust. So I'm super excited for that.
He's a spooter.
Yeah.
Can you draw all of us from the podcast as egg boys?
Oh yes, I should. We need to update our drawing that's on the quick pop shot.
That was a commission, so it's hard to say like you know we need to do that. I need to figure out how to pay you.
I need to do it. Yeah, the resident artist. Yeah, no, we'll figure it out.
Because the last one was a commission.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Jake, you need to play Stardew Valley. You need to watch Hazbin Hotel, and you would when you do those two things, you would be cool like us.
I can't win in briefcases.
I can't believe you said you don't like musicals. This podcast is done.
Well, no. I don't not like them. I just don't tend to.
I was raised as a theater kid. There is a hatred with me and musicals. So.
Oh, I don't hate musicals. They're just not
my major in college.
I wasn't raised a theater kid, but like I did plays in high school. But I like a good musical.
I'm mixed bag when it comes to musicals.
I hate musicals. There are some musicals that I do enjoy. But yeah, no, it's just I get trauma from that shit. I mean that stuff. Whoops.
Right at the end.
Yeah, no, that's my bad.
No,
my bad.
It was being forced.
Ron can't keep his dirty mouth shut.
Here's the thing. If you made it this far, it's like a PG-13 movie where they dropped it right at the end. But you know, I don't hate musicals. It's like when you're forced to watch like Grease and Oklahoma and like,
oh God, Grease is horrible. Grease is the absolute worst.
So it's not that I hate musicals. I just don't tend to lean.
No, Rent. Rent is the absolute worst.
Rent is what'll shut it down.
Yes. No, I like musicals, and Ron, 1,000%. Grease and Rent can die.
They could die. Grease and Rent could die.
Is it H. Bomber Guy, I think, does a thing on Rent?
Oh, I have no idea.
Somebody does a really, like, Rent the Musical breakdown where they really, like, break down my stomach.
Yeah, give you 5,000, 2,500, 6,100 reasons why. Just a horrible, horrible thing. Now I'm really censoring myself. I know it. Yeah.
Just that mad.
Musicals just get me, man.
No,
I hate it.
It's Lindsay Ellis. She's the one that breaks it down.
But yeah, no, Jake, watch Hazbin Hotel, play Stardew Valley, and join the internet sensation that is happening without you.
I just want you to know. I put in Rent the Musical review, and then I was just going to like scroll through and find the review I was talking about.
Number one.
No, it's the first one, so that makes sense. But then the other ones are Rent and the Failure of Visual Storytelling. Everyone in Rent is kind of terrible. Why Falsetto Succeeds as a Broadway Musical Where Rent Fails. Rent is an overrated musical. Was Rent ever really that good? And I'm just like, jeez.
Yeah, no, Rent,
like,
Rent is
I know I didn't
stupid.
Like Rent, but like, boof.
Mm-mm. I hate Rent.
Hashtag I still haven't seen Beetlejuice the musical, and I really want
to. But you know what I don't hate? All of you fans that listen to this podcast. We definitely love and appreciate you.
Hey, if any fans out there are still listening to our inane talking like an hour in on this little like, you know, breakdown in piece here. First of all, www.quickpopshop.com. We are revamping the store for Quick Pop-a-mania and season 7/8, depending on when you start counting. We've got a bunch of new merch up there. We're going to put with some more varieties of said merch. Ron might even give us a few more little doodad knickknacks to throw up there on the store. Mm-hmm. I'm going to search through the vault of art that we have and see if I could do like a classic line from like some of the previous seasons and stuff. To go check out quickpopshop.com. There's a lot of good stuff that's coming out there leading up. The Quick Pop-a-mania stuff will be more. Right now there's only one shirt on there, but that's because I want to get some more varieties of apparel up there, as well as maybe another logo or two particularly pertaining to Quick Pop-a-mania. To have a little variety, but it will be a limited run collection at the end of April that will be vaulted until next year. But that also means if you missed out last year on getting any of your other Quick Pop-a-mania shirts, those will be temporarily rejoining the collection. So if you want to get a new one or you want to get a previous season's shirt, now's the time to get them before they go away on April 3rd. Or 30th, sorry. April 30th. Sorry, I'm getting dates mixed up. Also, be sure to thank our sponsor, Balls. Make sure you go to shop.balls.com and get your Balls original Corona-based drink. They are still longtime supporters of it. We're still crossing our fingers that they will sponsor the upcoming Quick Pop-a-mania. I've sent in the form, and we're just waiting on them to respond. But in the meantime, be sure to go and use code QUICKPOP to get free shipping on all of your orders. That is our show. Be sure to tune in next week when we, moan and complain about more old people. I haven't quite decided what we're doing next week. It's the road to WrestleMania, so it's like a really weird trail of like lots of stuff to talk about and just anticipation. So be sure to tune in because...
Make sure that you're following us on all of our social medias, including Twitter at QuickPopCast, Facebook at the Quick Pop Podcast, and Instagram as well at the Quick Pop Podcast. Any of those are great ways to reach out to the host of the show, and we'd love to talk to you as well. We are constantly speaking on current events and would love to hear your opinions on stuff too. So get in touch with us today.